honey, I am up close with Savoir Fair on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Chapter 1. He was as tough and romantic as the city he loved. Behind his black-rimmed glasses was the coiled sexual power of a jungle cat. Oh, I love this.
It's the map.
I can see it's the map. What use is that to us now?
Look closer. Tiger Fletcher, see? See the vortex of ultimate darkness?
That's a hole.
Exactly.
It could lead almost anywhere.
Everywhere.
What?
We just found the biggest hole in the universe, and it's practically below our feet. Kevin, you're a genius.
Good evening, everyone. You are now listening to Songs from the Squid Pod. I am your host, Savoir Fair. And for the next hour, we're going back to the 80s, as we do each and every week here on WMFO. Before we start the show, we've got to answer the Squid Pod 80s trivia question of the week. And that question is... Giorgio Moroder's many awards and accolades include 3 Academy Awards, 2 for Best Song, that being Flashdance, What a Feeling, and Take My Breath Away. But his first Academy Award was for the score to which movie? And the answer to tonight's Squid Pod 80s trivia question is Midnight Express from 1978. Not only was it Giorgio Moroder's first Academy Award, it was his first score. And that score also won a Golden Globe. And if you like 80s trivia, you can always get a jump on the question of the week by following me on Twitter at SquidPodMusic. Each Friday night prior to the show, I'll tweet the question and answer it on the air. I also post the answer along with a link for the playlist and archived after the show as well. So don't miss out on that. All right. Going to kick the show off tonight here with some Tones on Tail.
Thank you.
and shyness can stop you from doing all the things in life you'd like to. Shyness is nice, and shyness can stop you from doing all the things in life you'd like to. So if there's something you'd like to try, if there's something you'd like to try, ask me, I won't say no, how could I? Coyness is nice, and coyness can stop you from saying all the things in life you'd like to. So if there's something you'd like to try, if there's something you'd like to try, ask me, I won't say no, how could I? Spending warm summer days indoors, writing frightening verse to a buck-toothed girl in Luxembourg. Because if it's not love, then it's the bomb, the bomb, the bomb, the bomb, the bomb, the bomb, the bomb that will bring us together. Nature is a language, can't you read? Nature is a language, can't you read? So ask me, because if it's not love,
Welcome back. You are listening to Songs from the Squid Pod. I'm your host, Savoir Faire, and we started off our show tonight with Tones on Tail, and we heard the track Lions from their 1984 debut pop. The Smiths were in there with Ask from their 1987 release Louder Than Bombs, kind of a compilation for them there. Wire wrapped it up with Ahead, also from 1987 and from the album The Ideal Copy. Hope you all had a great week, survived that nasty snowstorm we had earlier, but yeah, not much to talk about tonight here, I guess, outside of the 80s, so let's just dive back into it here with Zounds here on Songs from the Squid Pod.
I can't believe he found them.
He seems sorry.
We very clearly told him not to look up there.
I'm honestly impressed that he was able to do it.
Right? What did he balance on that big chair?
Yeah, I mean, I guess he'll just know what his gifts are this year.
I really thought we had hidden them well.
If they can find their presents, they can find a gun.
911, what is your emergency?
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
Welcome back. You are listening to Songs from the Squid Pod. I am your host, Savoir Fair. We meet here every Friday night at 10 p.m., bringing you the best of the 80s. And hopefully you agree. We started off the set with Zounds. Originally from 1981, that's Demystification. It's off of their 1993 compilation, Curse of the Zounds and Singles. Gary Myrick and the Figures were in there off of his 1980 self-titled release, and we heard She Talks in Stereo. XTC gave us Statue of Liberty from 1978. Stone Roses were in there with Song for My Sugar Spun Sister from their self-titled 1988 debut. And we wrapped it up there with China Crisis and King in a Catholic Style, Wake Up, off of their 1985 release, Flaunt the Imperfection. Plenty to get to here, but I just want to remind you all that we are in the midst of a donations drive here at WMFO. That's right. Go to WMFO.org and click on the Donate tab. Fill out the Donations Drive Google form and then follow the link at the bottom of the form to the Tufts Giving page to make your monetary contribution. Specific directions on how to donate to WMFO on the Tufts Giving page are included next to the link within the Google form. And help support the station and everything we do. That's right, we are commercial-free radio here, folks. All volunteer. None of that money goes to us. Okay. Got just over 20 minutes to go here, so let's dive back into it here with some local 80s music. We'll be right back.
You are listening to Songs from the Squid Pod with Savoir Faire on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford.
You have been listening to Songs from the Squid Pod with your host, Savoir Fair, and that's going to do it for me tonight, folks. Hope to see you here next Friday night at 10 p.m. when I'll be bringing you the Squid Pod Holiday Spectacular. It'll be a mix of 80s and just about every other era, with the focus being on the holiday season. Much like a stocking stuffer, you never know what you're going to get, but it's always something fun. We've got time for one last track, but let's talk about what we've been listening to. We started off the set with Figures on a Beach. They were originally from Detroit, but they moved to the Boston area in 1985. We heard the track Paris from their 1987 release, Standing on Ceremony. And part of the answer to tonight's Squid Pod 80s trivia question of the week, Giorgio Moroder's first Academy Award was for his very first movie score to 1978's Midnight Express, and we heard the track Chase. Jermaine Jackson was in there to wrap it up with Let's Get Serious from his 1980 release of the same name. That was a number one hit on the U.S. R&B charts, and it went to number 9 on the top 100. Okay. You know we had to do it to him is up next, so do stick around. Have a great weekend, everyone.
Hi, this is Mary Wilson of The Supreme.
Hello.
And honey, I am up close with Savoir Fair on 91.5 WMFM.
It was quiet. I was here.
Bedford.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. The treasured kid flopped in heaven's sense, so try.